Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and He created it through His Word, speaking forth His Word. And He created all of the creation, day after day after day, in those 6 days. On the sixth day, He said, "Let us make man in our image." And the way He did it was He formed him out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into him the breath of life, which is His Spirit. God is a Spirit. We are made in His image because He's a Spirit. And man became a living soul. He put him in the garden. And He told them to dress it and to keep it or guard it. Guard it from the intruders. This implies the fact that there were enemies out there. This shows you the fact that the fall in heaven had already occurred when Lucifer fell. This had already occurred because he was to keep it from the intruders. And, of course, God made a helpmeet for him. He blessed them, told them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, put him in that position of authority. Of course, the earth was created to be inhabited. God wanted a family. And we were created in His image so we could fellowship with Him. He was given authority in the earth, and He was supposed to take that dominion. Well, prior to this, Lucifer had been the light bringer, the shining one. He was the leader of the praise and worship angels in heaven, and he had rebelled against God. He decided that he wanted to ascend into heaven and be like God. He was not satisfied to be in the class that he was in. Angels are created in a different class than we are. We were created in the image of God. And this angel decided, I want to be like the Most High. And because of his rebellion and one-third of the angels that followed him, he was kicked out of heaven. Lucifer became Satan. His name was changed to Satan. And he is the adversary of mankind. He was cast out. Now, where is hell? Hell is in the center of the earth. The Bible says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. This indicates that the fall of Lucifer occurred prior to the formation of the earth and hell being prepared. So we can see the fact that this fall had occurred. Adam was set in the earth. He was given authority. He was supposed to keep any intruders out of this creation that God had made. Well, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, obviously, and the fall of man occurred. How did it come? Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, Satan came in the form of a serpent to tempt the woman. The woman, remember, was deceived. The man was not. He knew exactly what he was doing, and when he partook of that fruit, he knew what he was doing, and he committed high treason against God, and he gave the authority into the hands of Satan. Satan became God of this world. He became the Lord over mankind. Man was disobedient, and in doing so, he allowed Satan to be now Lord over what God had created. God created man to have fellowship with him and have dominion, but man gave it into the hands of Satan. So here we see the scene after the fall. Satan now is the spiritual father of man. In fact, in John 8:44, it says that your father, the devil, talking about how he's a liar. Your father, the devil, speaking of the spiritual father. And he is also called the god of this world. In fact, the Bible says the whole world lies in the embrace of the wicked one. He's the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Man, what's his state? He's spiritually dead because in the day that he ate thereof, he died. And death is not ceasing to exist. Death means separation from. When we go through physical death, we are separated from our physical body. We don't cease to exist. Spiritual death is separation from God, who is our spiritual father. So man died spiritually. He was separated from God. The physical death occurred 930 years later. He had no more relationship or fellowship with God whatsoever. And so God's situation is he's on the outside looking in. He's not in a position to fellowship with man because man now is spiritually dead. He's under the lordship of Satan, separated. God separated from his creation. And the earth is cursed and doomed to be burned up. That's why there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth in the end. The law of sin and death begins to reign in the earth. And so we see sickness, we see hatred, we see murder, we see poverty, we see death, we see all this calamity coming from Satan, who is bringing forth this law of sin and death. But God had a plan, and this plan was a plan of redemption. In Genesis 3:15, in speaking to Satan, he said, "I will put enmity," which is an enemy, "between thee and the woman, and between thy seed," that's Satan's seed, which is going to be all men who are already spiritually dead, who are going to be continually spiritually dead as they are born generation after generation. He says, "between thy seed and her seed." Her seed is speaking of the woman's seed, and that is prophetic of the virgin birth. "It shall bruise thy head," that's her seed, "and thou shalt bruise his heel." That speaks of the crucifixion. Jesus was bruised because he went through the avenue of death to get him that had the power of death. That is the devil. It says that "it," speaking of her seed, that's Jesus, "shall bruise thy head." That's a term which means to break the lordship of a ruler. To break the lordship of a ruler, and that's exactly what he did, praise God. To redeem mankind, he had to redeem him from the lordship of Satan. Redeem means to recover something by payment, to rescue, to restore to original condition, and to obtain a release of. And that's exactly what Jesus did. The requirements is that a penalty had to be paid for Adam's treason to meet the demands of justice. Also, he had to conquer Satan and recapture the authority over man, the earth, and the heavens, and get back the keys of hell and death. And he was going to restore man to original condition before the fall and bring him eternal life once again, and eventually immortality to the human race. How was he going to do it? He was going to do it through the Redeemer, who was God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and that is Jesus. Now this plan, you have to understand that this plan that God had, the devil did not know what was going on. He did not understand this plan. In fact, this plan was hidden. He did not understand it. The Bible talks about, over in Ephesians chapter 3, the fact that in verse 9 it says, "to make all men see what's the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world it hath been hidden God who created all things by Jesus Christ." This was a mystery. Satan did not know this. It's a mystery hid in God. So God had to get back in touch with man. And how was God going to do this? Because man, all of a sudden, is in a position under Satan's authority. Man's wickedness was so great. In fact, at one point he said, "My spirit will not always strive with man." And the days were shortened. Originally, the days had been, people were living to 900 years. Many of them, Adam lived to 930, Seth lived to 912. Many of them lived to 900 and some 800 years or so. But he shortened the days of man in Genesis chapter 6 to 120 years because of the wickedness of mankind. And so, what did he do? He had Noah, he got Noah, someone who would listen to him, and he made a covenant with him. That's the way he deals with man, that's the way he's dealt with men all along, and that's the way he deals with us today, through the new covenant. He had him make an ark, and here this rain began to come. And where did this rain come from? Remember when we told you about the fact that when he made a firmament in the heaven and he separated the waters, there was an upper canopy of water and the lower parts of the water were all put together in the seas when he made the dry land and he made the earth. But the upper canopy of water was dumped at this time and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and it flooded the earth and killed everything except for Noah and those living creatures and his family. And so here, he wiped out the creation and began to bring forth another group through Noah. But man was still depraved. He still was wicked. He still was not right, of course, with God. And so God had to, he had a plan, though. This plan was to deal with man through covenants. And this covenant relationship he made next was with Abram. Abram, and he changed his name later to Abraham. He made an Abrahamic covenant with him, and this covenant was with his seed. The mark of that covenant was circumcision of the flesh. And God sealed it by himself because he could swear by no greater. And he said, "I'm making a covenant between me and thee." And this covenant was not only with him, but also it was with his seed. And that was prophetic of Jesus. In fact, all the things that Abraham had to do had prophetic effect. He had to offer up his son in order for God to be able to give his son. He had to obey the parts of the covenant that God told him to do, so God could then bring forth the real point of this covenant, which was the seed, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, to come into the earth. Of course, Abraham couldn't fulfill the covenant. And so, what did he do? He put in the law, and he put in the priesthood to offer up sacrifices that would cover over for their sin for a period of time. But it would not, of course, do away with it. The only one who could do that was the Redeemer. That was Jesus. And Jesus was the Son of God who left heaven. God in Christ came and was born of that virgin. He came to redeem us and to set us free. And how did Jesus get into the earth? He got into the earth through the Word. That's the way God does everything. He speaks forth His Word and brings it forth. The prophets were prophesying of His life. They'd prophesy continually through the Word of God. He'd speak the Word and brought Him into being. And this is the way Jesus came into the earth. In fact, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 talks about the prophet prophesying the virgin birth, that there was going to be a virgin that was going to conceive and bear a son. Why a virgin? Because if he was born of the seed of man, he'd have been under the nature of a fallen man under Satan's dominion. And of course, that he couldn't redeem man from that state. It had to be the seed of a woman. And that's exactly what Genesis 3:15 talked about, that there was going to be a seed of the woman that was going to come forth and was going to break the lordship of Satan's hold over mankind. Jesus was an incarnation. It's man and God united together, not just for the earthly season, but for eternity. Jesus now is the man, Christ Jesus, God and man united together. Why did He come? To redeem us, in order to set us free. It had to be a man. A man was the cause of the fall, so a man had to be the vessel of redemption. A man had to come and pay that price, and yet he also had to get and destroy the works of Satan. He had to have a physical body to operate in the earth, but he had to go through the avenue of death to get to the one who had the authority. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He took authority, He redeemed us, He took back the keys of hell and death, and He satisfied all of the requirements for redemption. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.